Welcome to Checkoff Chat. Yep, it's a monthly conversation hosted by your beef checkoff dollars and the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Remember, they are supporting the livestock community and have been since 1922. You can find out more about all the services they offer, aside from the livestock markets across the state and around the Midwest, at equitycoop.com. Happy to have along with us today a gentleman that is very well versed in what's happening with consumer buying patterns when it comes to beef or really proteins in general. His name, Dr. Glenn Tonsor. He is a professor in the Department of Agriculture Economics, Kansas State University, and the research work that he does is funded in part by beef checkoff dollars. Glenn, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about how long you have been doing the monthly meat demand monitor.
Sure. Happy to do that, Pam. Thanks for having me on. The Meat Demand Monitor, or MDM is the acronym that sometimes it's recognized by, has been launched. We collect data since February of 2020. So it's a project based at Kansas State University, where I'm based, as you said. It's jointly funded by both actually the beef and the pork checkoff, because it's a very broad look at all things meat. It's not just one species. It is beef and pork centric. Every month, we survey over 3,000 U.S. residents. And as I said, since February 2020, we've been doing that. You can find everything we're going to talk about today on that project on our agmanager.info website. The raw data, all the reports, all the background analyses and the like. Not everybody wants all those details, but it is fully and freely available there, Pam.
Yeah, and it is an excellent resource. I took a look at it myself. And I guess, obviously, the first question you've got to ask, Glenn, we're into the grilling season. What kinds of patterns have you noticed through April, May? What are consumers telling us at the checkout?
Yeah, I would summarize us as having two pretty strong and conflicting trends, Pam. And I'll start with the first, which is a little bit the bearish, or you know, the downside from an economist, is the broader macroeconomic environment is currently a headwind. So primarily trade uncertainty, so international trade uncertainty, and what that means for future unemployment and inflation, those concerns are growing among U.S. households. And I'll give you some numbers in a minute narrowly, but that itself is pushing back on some of the domestic meat demand strength. So that's one trend that we'll give you some numbers on in a minute. The second one, which is much more supportive and been going on for a couple of years now, is I'll just call it the meat protein is in, right? So this broad desire to have meat protein in your diet. More and more people are telling us they self-declare as a meat consumer. The rate of vegan vegetarianism is actually declining per the MDM. So to put a bow on that is those are trends that are going, you know, they're conflicting. So far, we are seeing retail demand strength hold up. So grocery store for at home, which is consistent with the grilling, as you said, but we're seeing notable weakness in food service. So away from home consumption. And that fits the macroeconomic concern we're talking about here.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that the monthly meat demand monitor does, take a specific look at what people are buying in that search for proteins. That's really where you drill down on the economics of a pocketbook and where they want to stretch their dollar.
Yeah, 100%. So one of the very first things in this deep survey is what we call a prior day recall. So I asked folks about yesterday's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So did you have that meal? Or did you skip it? Was it at home? Was it away from home? Did it have beef? Did it have pork? Did it have chicken? And for example, if you told me you had beef for dinner at home, there's a follow-up and I could tell you if they had steak or ground beef or something else. So it is a very deep dive. So we do track that. And it's important your listeners know the prevalence of keeping beef in the diet is pretty robust, but I think people are changing how and where they do it. So it's occurring more at home, from my earlier comment, you know, food service challenges are there. And there's some shifting about what that is. So maybe some shifting from a ribeye steak to ground beef, and even within the ground beef space, maybe a shift from highly lean to less lean.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Checkoff Chat. It is a monthly program hosted by the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. Remember, dairy, that involves you in a robust way these days. And also underwritten by our friends from Equity Livestock Cooperative. They've been serving the livestock community since 1922. Find them at equitycoop.com. Joining us today, Dr. Glenn Tonsor. He is at Kansas State University, and we're talking about the monthly meat demand monitor. As he said, if you want to take a deeper dive on some of the conversation, go to agmanager.info. That's agmanager.info. What else are you noticing trend-wise, Glenn, that might be, as you said, foretelling of what's coming up maybe third quarter, fourth quarter of this year. We know that when it comes to grilling, people are still preferring beef on the grill. What other things are you noting as far as consumer buying patterns?
Yeah, so the importance of taste, and I would argue a little bit of a decline in the importance of environmental impact, origin traceability, and some affiliated claims would be something I'd impress on your listeners. So in the Meat Demand Monitor, we have something we call protein values. So there's a list of 12 things, such as the ones I just gave you, as well as safety, price, nutrition. You know, it's a litany of 12 items. And we ask all 3,000 people every month, what are the four most important from this list of 12 when you're making a decision to buy or not buy meat protein? And what are the four least? So it's a relative tracking of importance on your purchasing decision. And we regularly see, Pam, that taste and freshness are the leading determinants of whether you put meat in the cart or not. And that's only grown in recent years. We've seen the importance of price grow some here during 2025. And that fits my macroeconomic concern comment earlier. And we've seen some decline in these, you know, the interest or the how many people prioritize an environmental impact claim or an origin traceability claim. Those exist, but they're less than 15% of the U.S. public, where conversely, we have north of, you know, the majority prioritize something like taste. So what is driving the decision is sometimes not sexy to talk about, but pretty important to track. And we do that in a very detailed way in the Meat Demand Monitor.
Yeah, well, and obviously education is part of this component. Remember that Glenn's work is funded in part by the Beef Checkoff. And I noticed that there's some interesting insights into how much consumers are reading labels, understanding where things come from. I mean, that there is a kind of an educational component to your monitor.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, Pam, I have a research and extension appointment at K-State. So, you know, kind of quote-unquote my day job, even outside of the MDM, is to hopefully educate both the industry, which is mainly who we're talking to today, as well as the general public, because there's value in both of that. But the measures that you're talking about in the MDM are awareness of USDA inspection, awareness of using temperature rather than color to tell if a meat product's done, how accurate you are in knowing that choice is actually superior to select in the grading system. Some of our listeners here might think those are very basic and we could take them for granted, but I would remind us that, you know, the average resident in our country has a lot on their mind and probably doesn't have the depth of knowledge on those topics that those of us that grew up in production ag and live in it have. So we're regularly monitoring that. There's wide awareness of the role of the USDA inspection. So that's part of the safety reassurance that I think the public has. That's great. There's some growing awareness on the role of temperature rather than color. That's good. But I will interject, there's room for improvement on understanding the quality grade system from the consumer perspective. And that's a little beyond today's purpose, but we do monitor that in the Meat Demand Monitor.
Yeah, yeah. Do you change the questions at all, Glenn? Now, like I said, we're going to be in the heat of the grilling season for the next couple of months. Sometimes we're coming up on a holiday, for example. Do you change or adjust your questions at all, or is it static and the template stays the same?
There's small adjustments, like think 10% or less of the survey each month. The majority is intentionally the same over time. So I can make comparisons, not just to last month, but a year ago. And now, Pam, 5 years ago, as we're starting year six of this effort. But I'll give you an example that's timely. We've added measuring of GLP-1. So for your listeners, Ozempic, Mounjaro, so forth. In the middle of 2024, we started tracking that. And preliminary look is those that are on those products are actually heavier meat consumers. So that's important for us to monitor. And that would be an example I'll give you of something we've adjusted over time. We do tweak things. If it's grilling season, I'll have an additional question in that space. But the majority of this project, consistent with the name Monitor, is pretty robust and consistent in its questioning. So we can track these monthly and annual trends.
Boy, I'll tell you, if you're a doctor, a nutritionist, a personal trainer, a farmer, this information is really insightful into what's happening with consumers' buying patterns. Along with us today, Dr. Glenn Tonsor. He is at Kansas State University, where he is working in conjunction, as he said, with Beef Checkoff and Pork Checkoff to generate the monthly Meat Demand Monitor, all available for you to investigate, agmanager.info. That's agmanager.info. Glenn, I'll tell you, like I said, I'll be following back on the next series of questions that you present. It's a monthly opportunity, folks, to find out not only if you're Chekhov dollars are working, carrying messages to those consumers, but how they vote with their pocketbook. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me on, Pam.
Again, like we said, Dr. Glenn Tonsor, Professor, Department of Agricultural Economics at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas. And if you're looking for more information, a deeper dive on the Meat Demand Monitor, agmanager.info, agmanager.info. This edition of Chekhov Chat brought to you courtesy of our friends at the Wisconsin Beef Council, as well as underwritten by Equity Livestock Cooperative. Find the latest market details and locations near you, equitycoop.com. Along with Dr. Glenn Tonsor, I'm Pam Yonke.